This year marked the 70th annual Pet Parade in St. Johnsbury, when people from all over the Northeast Kingdom walked down Main Street with their beloved pets. This year's theme was Christmas in June, and Erica Heilman stopped by to talk with some of the participants, most of them human.
What does it feel like to walk down the street in a parade with your dog?
Well, it's kind of most fun, nice, and it's exciting too, to see their happiness when they look at you. She is adorable and lovely.
That's Jazia from Lindenville. She was lying in the grass with her Welsh corgi, dressed in wings and a wire halo. The pet parade was about to start, and the staging area off Main Street was lined with dogs, cats, cows, chickens, a guinea pig. The seniors who live in the St. Johnsbury house at the beginning of the parade had taken positions in their chairs on the front porch. I found the parade's organizer, Jay Churchill, just before it all got started.
This is the 70th anniversary edition. 70th. The first one was on April 16th. 1949. And now it's getting a little bigger and bigger. And again, we have a bouncy house in the park. We have popcorn, free ice cream. We have a pie sale today going on.
The first thing that goes through is the Grand Marshal, which is Kingdom Animal Shelter. The second thing is the band, the Summertime Marching Band.
What do you have there?
It's a salmon red-tailed boa.
It's a boa constrictor.
Yeah.
And what compelled you to get a boa constrictor?
The eyes. Beautiful eyes on them. We got two pythons, king snake, milk snake, corn snake. So.
What's its name?
Huh?
What's its name?
Snickers. Because he looked like a Snickers bar, huh?
Who do you have?
I have a Simmental calf.
It's a weird question, but is this a friend of yours, this cow?
Well, I like showing them, yeah, and I like seeing it. Yeah.
Are you a farmer at heart? Are you going to be?
Yeah, I want to be a diesel mechanic while owning a little farm.
You want to be a diesel mechanic, and what will live on your small farm?
A team of oxen, probably a couple beef cows.
Is this dog in the parade?
No, we can't do it.
But at least she's wearing a hat.
She's a watcher.
She came dressed for the event.
And she's in the spirit.
Her guest said she's pretty in pink and dangerous in camo.
My name is Diantha Jones.
What do you have?
So this is our little bantam chicken. Her name is Unicorn.
Tell me your name again.
Hi, Tracy Meisel.
And who do you have here?
We have Midnight.
What is Midnight?
Midnight's a black guinea pig.
You said you've been practicing.
Yes, we took him up and down the street several times to get her used to the surrounding and the bumps.
So she's in a small guinea pig size wagon.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, she does look pretty, she looks pretty relaxed to me.
Yes, I guess it paid off.
Why are you doing this today?
Actually, as a little girl, I was actually in the pet parade and won. I was Mary had a little beagle, and I won tickets to get ice cream and go to the arcade. So this is kind of a tradition for our family to do this every year. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
We gather here this morning to honor and have fun with the animals we love so much as we parade with them down Main Street in their Christmas finery. In response to our care of them, they grace us with unconditional love. May the unity of peace between all species never be broken by our violence. And may we live up to the generosity of spirit, which is revealed in the animals with whom we share our lives. And Merry Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Look at this. We have Brian and Gina Watson from St. Jay walking bear. That looks like a bear to me.
I watched people parade down Main Street with their chickens, with an old yellow lab, with Crackers the cat. These animals were not brushed or trained to do anything in particular. There wasn't really anything special about them. Right before they were called, I talked with Brian and Gina Watson, who were standing with their very small dog wearing a very small cowboy hat It was not clear what this had to do with Christmas, but it didn't really matter. Their pride in this dog was obvious. Their love for this dog, everything.
Question about your dog, quickly before we start. What does he mean to you?
Oh, everything. He's our child. We don't have any kids, so Bear is what we have. He's 8 years old and everywhere. He's been from coast to coast.
I'm Erica Heilman with VPR.
Number three is, where's number three? Are we out of order?